Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. You've probably never heard Dave Brubeck's Take Five the way you're hearing it now, on an ice blue, electric, 11-pound harp complete with racing flames. It's the newly constructed carbon fiber instrument owned and designed by Arlington harpist Deborah Henson Conant. She's internationally known for her unusual style and wide range. And this weekend, Henson Conant will debut her new show called Honey, I Shrunk the Harp, while performing on the instrument that she says was 20 years in the making.
When I first conceived of this idea years ago to have a harp, because I played the big concert harp, I wanted to play a harp that I could strap on. So like if a concert harp and an electric guitar had a child, that was the instrument I wanted. And that seemed to me like the harp of the future. And once I, you know, had it, everyone would want to play. So I had many prototypes built, and it wasn't until this one, just this year it became commercially available and it has my name, the DHC Blue Light. Now that this harp is out, now there are many, many, many more electric harpists. So that's exciting to me because I saw it as the harp of the future, but you know, I'm leading the way with my harp, and I'd look behind me and no one was there. And now there is definitely more people there.
You do things on a harp that aren't supposed to be done on a harp. It's supposed to be the instrument of the angels, this celestial sound. But you do rock and flamenco and pop, so you've expanded the boundaries of this instrument.
Well, yes, I've expanded the boundaries. And it's so, this whole history of the instrument and how it got this idea of being angels, when in fact, you know, it's amazing, it's old, it's got this incredible history. It was the, you know, the rogue instrument years ago. I don't know how it got this idea of the angels, but yes, in a sense, I'm moving forward and putting it out into different areas, but in a sense, I'm going back and looking at what the harp was and how vibrant it was in the past. So I'm mixing, you know, stories and spoken word and theater with my shows because that's what I love to do. But when I look back, that's what the history of the instrument was. It was the bard, the theater person who played the harp and sang.
You've now been playing the harp professionally for almost 30 years.
Right.
But the irony is you've said before that you've had a lifelong fight with this instrument, that right. You feel like this loud, boisterous person that is held back by this large, bulky instrument.
Right. Until now, when I can actually strap it on and I feel like I can go with it. So this was, you know, what, 20 years to finally get my hands on the instrument that I was dreaming of. And this is this journey of this 20 years from the 6-foot-tall concert harp to this harp that I can strap on. This is what I wanted to convey in this theater piece, about 20 minutes, Honey, I Shrunk the Harp, is what I consider a musical theater metaphor. So in 20 minutes, you see my vision of what the harp looked like, which was this frou-frou instrument that was like 8 feet tall, then paring it down to what it is today.
Before we talk too much about your show
right.
and your new instrument,
right.
let's remind people what a harp is like, a traditional harp. It's huge, it's heavy, it's tall.
Right, right. It weighs about, I was about to play Ave Maria here. It's about 6 or 7 feet tall, weighs about 75 pounds, has about 50 strings, 7 pedals, very difficult to carry around. And you play things like, whoopsie.
Right, the angelic stuff.
Exactly, that's right. Well, that's what's traditionally played on harp, but certainly, I mean, I played concert harp for years, and I made several jazz records with it. It's also an amazing instrument, just not as easy to move around with.
And not just move around, you traveled with it. Did you have
that's
to send,
right.
do you have to take this thing on airplanes?
Yes. Now, that's one of the wonderful things about this harp, which weighs 11 pounds, is in carbon fiber. But the old one, I remember times when it was like stuck in Amsterdam because they couldn't get it on the plane, or we had to dismantle the, you know, the wheels to get it into the cargo plane.
So was it in huge part for practical reasons that you decided I need to downsize this thing? It was hard to travel with. Was it hurting your back?
My back wasn't hurting, but it was very hard to travel with. And I thought, you know, the future that I envision, which was, you know, playing with in front of orchestras, which I do now, and traveling and playing in rock clubs, whatever, it just couldn't happen for me if I was spending all my time worrying about moving the instrument around. So practicality is another of the mothers of invention, or the aunt, or whatever you want to call it. And that's been really useful to me creatively, is finding out resourceful ways to do what I want to do.
So for all the reasons you talked about, you decided, I have to shrink this thing.
Yes. Yes.
And you found a company in France that would help you do that.
Yes, I found a company. And what I had to do was first I had to make a prototype of my own. I actually took a little harp, little wooden harp that could sit on your lap, 20 strings, and I made it look like an electric guitar. I put contact paper on it. It looked like a Stratocaster to me. And I played it for this visionary harp builder, and I said, this is what I'm talking about. And he was like, ah, Deborah, I understand what you're saying. And so, and finally, he made me this harp that I could play. So I started working with him. And then after he died, the next generation builders came along. They kept improving and improving and improving the harp. But as they improved it, it got heavier and heavier. Finally, it was almost 20 pounds. And I said, we can't do this. I said, you're in France. There's bicycle builders in France. They build bikes with carbon fiber. You've got to go talk to them. Apparently, I bugged him enough that he did go to the bicycle builders, and they did help him build this carbon fiber harp. And so a year ago, he presented it to me. And as you can see, it's got all these beautiful airbrushing on it. And he said, yes, and this is airbrushed. The man who does this, normally he does trucks and motorcycles.
They're airbrush flames. You're right.
That's
like
right.
It's a Harley.
That's right. It is. Well, it is my, you know, my version of the instrument of the Harley of the instrument world.
So they got it down to 11 pounds with the help of carbon fiber.
That's right. And 11 pounds and more strings. You know, for me, it's just really exciting. It gives me so much more range physically and also musically. I get to go down to this low. It only used to go down to this low. And those, you know, that can make a huge difference.
So I was going to ask if you've lost anything musically, but it sounds like you may have gained.
Well, first of all, I still play both instruments. Like, I often practice on the large harp, but they're very different. They give you different options.
So are you writing new or different kinds of music now?
Yes.
That you have this smaller one?
Absolutely, yeah. This is changing, very much changing the way that I'm working. Also because I'm so physically able to move around, and because it's so much like an electric guitar, I can use a lot of the you know, devices and plugins and pedals that an electric guitarist would use. Like I was playing in the blues, you know, that kind of sort of like a distortion pedal. Or I've got this little pedal down here where I can loop sounds. So if I go, okay, it's playing now, but I'm not. My hands are free, but I can loop over that. I was just sort of doing a flamenco on kind of hitting the strings, and then I'm going to add a little rhythm here. So now I've got a loop of three different sounds going on, and then I can play over it.
So it creates the impression of a full ensemble.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So suddenly it gives me, and just this is the physical mobility gives me the opportunity to take advantage of these other things so that I can create a sound by layering that's, I mean, it's not an orchestra. An orchestra is an orchestra, but it gives that big kind of feel, and I can have a lot of fun with that. So this is a new opportunity that this instrument's also given me.
Deborah Henson-Conan, there's a blues song you want to play for us.
Yes, I would. And one of the first things I'm going to do before I do that, I don't know if you'll hear that, but I'm going to move the levers on this harp. And that's how I change the key. So I'm going to put the harp from a regular standard tuning into something that's more like blues, sort of a blues scale. So the whole harp is in a blues scale.
The levers are at the top of the strings.
Yeah, there's levers up at the top of the strings, and I move them to, they're built into the harp so that I can switch from key to key. But one of the cool things about them is they also, so if I was, I'm switching the lever when I do that, but I can also bend the note like that.
And the levers let you do that.
That's right. So something that was originally built on this instrument just for changing tune, and that's the very historical part of this instrument, I get to use in a completely new way.
So what is the name of this blues song?
This blues song is called I Love You Just the Way You Are. It's a love song, and it's a love song that I wrote for my husband to sing to me. Love you just the way you are, every wrinkle, every scar, and every line upon your face. I love you every time and every place, I say near or far. I love you just the way you are, and if you change, I'm gonna love that too. The long and the short of my story.
is that I'm completely in love with you, and near or far, I love you just the way you are. I'm gonna play a little blues now here.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but this is actually the instrument that Jimi Hendrix is playing at this moment, electric harp.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah, like this. You just the way you are, and if you change, I love that too. The long and the short of my story is that I'm completely in love with you, and near or far, I love you just the way you are. I love you, I love you, I love you just the way you are.
So that's a love song you wrote not to your husband, but for your husband to sing to you.
Yeah, yes, because that's what I want to hear. I love you just the way you are. You're never too verbose for me.
Don't change, and even if you do change, I'll still love
exactly.
you.
Exactly. That's exactly what I want to hear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've been talking about the physical mobility of your new instrument.
Right.
In your new show, Honey, I Shrunk the Harp,
right.
You're describing it more almost as a theater performance than a musical performance, in part because you've added dance, which I don't think you've done before.
Well, yes, I've added dance. Only in that I'm not inhibiting my movements. I am not a dancer. But I'm trying to metaphorically create the impression that I had going through these 20 years, which was kind of surreal. So I've actually, people can go on my website and they can get to a little video I made of me building the costume that I have for the harp, which I make the harp into sort of the prop and the scene and the set and with a big costume so that it starts out almost, I don't know, about 8 or 10 feet tall. And then as the show progresses, I pare it down to what it is today.
You describe Honey, I Shrunk the Harp as showing your 20-year metamorphosis in just 20 minutes.
Right.
Can you give us the 20-second version of your 20-year metamorphosis?
Wow. Okay. Starts with Ave Maria. Then it goes to, I really want to get close to you, but I don't know how. Then it goes to a tango in which I'm tearing parts off of the harp. And then it goes to a shrink. I mean, I'm with the harp as a shrink. I'm the harp shrink, and then the harp is my shrink. And then finally, there's this iconic moment when I lift the harp up in the air, and it becomes a rock instrument that I really, truly see it as. And bam, there I am at the end.
And the end of the metamorphosis is this 11-pound carbon
right.
fiber, highly mobile harp.
That's right. And the beginning is this huge thing sitting in the middle of the stage that looks like the most ornate piece of furniture you've ever seen in your life.
Deborah Henson-Conant, thanks for coming on Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
Deborah Henson-Conant's show, Honey, I Shrunk the Harp, debuts this Saturday at Arlington's Regent Theater. To learn more and see pictures of her new instrument, visit our website, wbur.org/Boston. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. If you want to comment on our show, good comments, bad comments, any kind of feedback, you can post a comment on our website, wbur.org/Boston, or email us at radioboston@wbur.org. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.